your desires will disguise themselves as money until you pinpoint the real stuff behind it, the stuff that you may have been too afraid to admit you want.
Welcome to the Material World Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Cher Enya, a certified hypnotist and mindset coach. This podcast is here so that you can start making massive quantum leaps. I'll be sharing a decade of manifestation and mindset tips that have allowed me to set up my sole purpose business, quit my 9-to-5, transform my identity, and start creating a life that gives me internal and external freedom, as well as true happiness and fulfillment. You can expect in-depth teachings, guided visualizations, and actionable steps, because you can't just daydream about a limitless life. You must co-create it through intention, energy, and getting unapologetic about what you want. It's time for you to manifest a life even better than what is on your vision board. So let's get into this episode.
I'm all for you having as much money as possible, and I will do anything I can to support you in bringing in as much money into your life as possible. Because listen, I love money, but I want to ask you a question today. And that question is it really the money that you want? Because there is no denying that money brings access to the majority of things. So if you want to travel, you want to go on a specific holiday, or you want to see a specific destination or one of the natural wonders of the world, money's going to bring you that. If you want to feel beautiful, money can give you access to things that make you feel more beautiful. If you want relaxation, money brings you access to spas, treatments, trips to luxury resorts. Money is a huge key in all of this. But money is nuanced in this game of life. And I feel that it can trick many, many people, and it can leave them feeling very confused. And it did this to me for many, many years. It had tricked me completely until I realized, is it the money that I want, or is it what money can get me? So many clients that I have and have worked with are longing for more money, and they think that money really is the beginning, middle, and end to everything that they want in their life. But what is it that money is actually getting you? What is the driver behind the money? So how I came about this way of thinking for me was rewinding right back to when I was in my full-time 9-to-5 job. And in my 9-to-5 job, all I wanted was to get paid more, to have more money, to have a pay rise. And that is what filled my thoughts for most of the time. Most of the time throughout my 9-to-5 career was, I want more money and I want a pay rise. And then I realized that money wasn't actually the thing. It wasn't the thing that I thought it was. It had me tricked because I got pay rises. Like, I'd get promotion or I'd move job and would be getting paid more. And, you know, your girl's always been a hustler. I would sell things on the side on eBay to bring in more money. We are going right back now. I did ironing for people. That was bringing in some more money. So more money was coming in. And yet my mood wasn't changing. The way I felt wasn't changing. I still wanted more money, even though I was getting more money. I literally had more money flowing to me from many different areas. Couldn't see it because I still felt so in lack around money. I still felt, well, more money is coming, but my mood isn't changing. Therefore, I must need more. This clearly isn't enough. And I believe I would have kept going like that for a long, long, long time if I hadn't have realized this perspective that I'm sharing with you today. And I believe this is why there are many, many people out there who have so much money coming in, yeah, they're not happy. And they're still working themselves into the ground, thinking, I need more, I need more, I need more. So when I was going through this myself, I caught myself and I was able to question, why am I seeking more money? Because more money is coming, but it's leading me to the same feeling. It's like I'm going around in this money circle. And I was expecting a certain level of income to be the thing, and then it wasn't. So I just assumed, okay, well, it clearly needs to be this level of income then. But then when it came, it was never the thing. And it was this loop until I realized, oh, it's not actually the money I want. It's what money can get me. It's the access money can bring me. Money is the useful tool, resource, thing that allows me to get the actual thing that I'm seeking. And the actual thing I was seeking wasn't just the clothes. It wasn't just a nice car. It wasn't even trips on holiday. For me, it was a deeper feeling of freedom that I was craving and a deeper feeling of independence. And I figured this out because I reverse engineered everything. You know, if you listen to the podcast often, reverse engineering is my favorite thing to do. So it wasn't until I was thinking, okay, well, what is this money going to bring me? More holidays. Okay, well, why do I want more holidays? Well, I want to feel free. I want to see the world. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. And then I would ask myself again, okay, why do I want more money on top of the freedom? Well, I would like my own apartment. I would like my own place to live. Okay, well, why do you want your own place to live? Well, I want to feel independent. Oh, so you want to feel independent and you want to feel free. That's what you're seeking when you're telling yourself, I need more money. I want more money. More money is going to answer all my problems. And these feelings had disguised themselves as money, and they disguised themselves as holidays and things that I would believe would bring me this deep soul level feeling in my body that I craved so much. It's so easy to blame money. So easy to blame money. But when we dig deeper, it's really never the money. And when I realized this, and I realized I was shooting for the wrong hoop, I was just thinking, I'm going to keep shooting in this hoop because this is where happiness is. If I earn more money, I'll be happy. Shooting into that hoop and kept getting it through the hoop, and I wasn't really feeling happier. And then I turned around and looked at the hoop behind me that I had been ignoring, which was the hoop for freedom and independence. And I'm not saying that all you need is freedom and independence and go and quit your job and this and that and everything will be fine. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that because money, it gives you the access 100%. But instead of just saying, I need more money, I need more money, I need a pay rise, I need more sales, I need more, 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 more. Well, look deeper. What are you actually seeking here? It's not actually the money that you want. And deep in your soul, you know that. And I thought more money would give me what I wanted when I was fighting for my pay rises in my 9-to-5. But it wasn't until I realized, no, I'm just shooting for the wrong hoop. More money comes in handy, absolutely. But it only comes in handy when you know why the fuck you're going to use it. And when you start shooting for the right hoops of what's the deeper requirement for me at a soul level here, something I'm craving on a deeper level, what is that? Let's shoot for that hoop instead. Then you see money was never the thing you were aiming for. Money is the step, and it is a very necessary step needed to unlock the thing you want, but it's not the door itself. What is behind the door? Money isn't the door. Why are you craving more money? What is behind that door? And what is that bringing you? What is the feeling connected to the thing behind the door? What's at the root of it? Because money is a resource, not a thing. If I gave you £1 million in your bank account today and I said, here's £1 million, but you are never allowed to touch this. You are never allowed to spend it. You just have to look at it like an ornament in your bank account. You just have to look at it. You can't use it to pay your bills. You can't use it to buy yourself a little treat. It's just got to sit in your bank account. Then you would start to understand money is quite useless on its own. It's the access that you're after. It's what you're craving at a soul level. So what are you really longing for that has been, up until this point, disguised as money? Because your desires will disguise themselves as money until you do this work and you pinpoint the real stuff behind it, the stuff that you may have denied yourself of for a long, long time, the stuff that you may have been too afraid to admit you want, that's disguising itself as money. So pinpoint what that is. Open yourself up to what you actually desire in your life. Then once you identify that, you can aim for more money. I'm not telling you, you can't aim for more money and you can't get more sales and you can't get a pay raise. I'm not telling you that. I want you to understand why you're wanting it in the first place. Then you go for the money. And I bet you will be able to bring in far more money into your life once you are fully and completely aware of why you want it, what you're using it for, and what it's actually giving you access to, and that it's not the money that has the power. It's what's behind the door that is going to bring you what you are craving right now. And then what you'll do is you'll stop going through this cycle of money. You will stop going through this loop of trying to get more money, of wanting more money, trying to get more money, receiving more money, and then feeling shit because you're not feeling how you thought. So you aim for more money, you get more money, you still feel shit, and you're going around in this circle. You'll stop doing that when you pinpoint the real reason behind it. And you'll stop relying on money to be the thing that brings you the happiness you think it will bring you. Money is the key that unlocks that magical door to all the things you want, but there is no point just having a key on its own and you don't know what the fuck door it's gonna unlock. Locate your door. What's behind it? And then how much money might you need to unlock that door? Then you've got something to aim for, and the feelings of the thing behind the door are going to be a far bigger driver for you than the money itself, because you now know that money on its own isn't worth anything. So instead of shooting for the hoop that says money on it, turn around and shoot for the hoop that you have been denying yourself of. Understand how much money is actually required to give you the access that you want to the thing that is actually going to bring you the satisfaction and happiness that I know you're craving. So go and do this. And don't forget to leave me a review. If you're loving this podcast, if you listen to it every time I bring out an episode, or if you've been binging some of the episodes, please write me a review. I would appreciate it so much. And I'm not going to stop asking. So you might as well just do it. I love you so much. We're in my G-Wagon, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please let me know you loved it by leaving a review, and make sure you are following me on TikTok and Instagram so we can be friends. You'll find me at I Am Cher Enya. I love you so much. Keep up your progress, and I will see you in the next episode.